Jesus.
Father, this is the time we ask that you will speak to us expressly, O Lord. We ask, O Lord, that the full ministry of the Holy Spirit will be in effect in the mighty name of Jesus. As that the words will come from your throne, O Almighty God, it will go straight into our hearts and it will change lives in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's be seated. Please join me to welcome somebody to church today. Help me to welcome them. Let them know this is their month of completion. Confess it to them. It is your month of completion. It is your month of completion. Father, we bless your holy name. What is faith doing this morning? Faith is coming into my heart, into my spirit, into my inner man. Faith is coming because I'm hearing the word of God. And so it shall be for you in Jesus' name. Yes, it is true that December is the month of completion. And how do I know? You have the calendar right there telling you that the year is rounding up and that the 12th month is also the last month of the year by human understanding. But for some whose birthday it is this December, the year just started for you because your calendar just opened to your very first month. But by human understanding, the 12th month is the month that rounds up the year. But I have it on good authority from the Lord that says, this is our month of completion in Jesus' name. So therefore, I encourage you this morning to be ready. God is about to bring to conclusion some matters that have been hanging, some matters that have been lingering, some matters that have been waiting to be rounded up, to have a full stop behind it. God is about to bring conclusions to those matters in the mighty name of Jesus. Of course, we know that when we're in December, we're celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, that also was a conclusion of a matter in the life of Mary and Joseph. God brought their union together, and by the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, the matter of you don't have a child was brought to a conclusion. And I'm believing with someone here this morning, you too, you will have such matters brought to a conclusion in the mighty name of Jesus. Our anchor passage this morning is from Proverbs 23, verse 18. That is our anchor passage for this morning. And we'd like to see that in the New King James Version, it says, for surely there is an end. Tell somebody, for surely there is an end. And the expectation shall not be cut off. It's okay if they don't say it back to you, in as long you believe it. I, Falashadi, I'm saying, surely there is an end. And that my expectation shall not be cut off. That's God's word. That's not what I wrote. That is not a human writing. But that was written by the inspiration of God. For surely there is an end. And an expectation, and your expectation shall not be cut off. If God were simply to say to you this morning, there is an end, the end will certainly come to pass. Because his word, the word of God is infallible, and it has power to accomplish it. The word of God that is written and spoken to you this morning has power of accomplishment behind it in the mighty name of Jesus. But when the word simply says right there, for surely there is an end, that means there is an emphasis on that word. It is just like for Jesus to say to you, verily, verily. When you hear verily, verily, Jesus Christ is trying to draw your attention to it. Such is the opening words of that verse. It says, for surely there is an end. So therefore, God does not want you to miss what he's saying in Proverbs 23:18 this morning. And he's saying it with emphasis. He's telling you and I that as a matter of fact, there is an end to matters this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And because we're in December, our month of completion, that our expectation, your expectation that you have sitting right there of God of your spouse, of your children, of this great community that we belong to shall not be cut off in the mighty name of Jesus. How else can you believe the words shown on the screen to you this morning? I want to share with you a story of a woman in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 36. This woman is called the woman from Shunem. She had an encounter with Elisha. Remember, Elisha just received double portion anointing. And he was going about his ministry. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 4. Yes, in chapter 4. The story starts from verse 8. This woman encountered Elisha on his journey. Elisha actually was the one that came to her town. But we know from this story that the woman was wealthy and she lived there and she showed her hospitality to Elisha and his servant. And he asked them to, you know, come in. Knowing that they fully well, they're ministers of God, he seasonally entertained them, look after them. And by so doing, they looked at her and they said to her that there's something not right. There's something missing. The lady never complained. She was comfortable. You could even say she was contented with her position and status in life. But the encounter they have with the woman appeared to be content with her life. But God pointed out to the man of God, God pointed her out for a blessing that have eluded her, a blessing that she herself probably has given up hope of having, for she has no child. In verse 14, the Bible says her husband is an old man. Of course, we remember the Bible reminds us of how Abraham and Sarah were of old and how miraculously God brought that matter to a conclusion. But in her own case, I haven't believed that she has also equally read that story, but she has perhaps not thought it's irrelevant to her because it's not applicable to her. Elisha told her that by this time next year, she shall hold her own child. Not to pull a long story, this became a fact to her. She believed it. She, however, told this man, don't joke with me, don't mess with me. I ain't got time for that. I don't want anything to destabilize me. I'm fine. My parents, my family take care of me. The wealth that they have has mean I can wrap them up. They mean they have comforted me. But true to the word of God, she had a child. Thinking that was it, that the story ends that way. But the Bible makes us to understand the story did not end there. It continued. Why am I bringing this to our hearing this morning? Because I know that for someone out there, you might have thought it is over. You might have thought what has delayed has turned to a full stop. But I'm here to say this morning to you that the story have not ended, that God is still on the throne. And in verse 27 and 28, I just want to share with you what those verses say concerning our woman of Shunem. It says, but when she came to the man of God at the mountain, this is after the child falls ill. Remember, she didn't have any child. It never bothered her. It was her season. She has already accepted her season. But here she encountered this man who said, you will have a child. And she thought that was it. I've had the child. Full stop. I'm going on with my life. But the child situation happened. She entered another season. And in this season, that child fell ill. And she said, you know what? This is not part of the bargain. This is not what I asked for. So she went looking for the man. And when she found Elisha, she said in verse 27, where the story picks up, and when she came to the man of God at the mountain, she fell on the ground before him and caught hold of his feet. Gehazi began to push her away. But the man of God said, leave her alone. Something is troubling her deeply. Now listen to this. And the Lord has not told me about it. That is what Elisha said. Elisha said, the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me about it. Those words alone will trouble any soul. But in this matter, it was not a troubling word to God's servants. Because the matter has not been concluded. What God said in the beginning concerning this woman is that you will have a child and there will be no sorrow added to it. That situation, God has already spoken about it. So there was nothing else for God to add. But the situation was dealt with. She maintained her peace. She maintained her focus. And she said to the man of God in that following verses, and the boy's mother said, as surely as the Lord lives and you live and yourself lives, I won't go home unless you go home with me. So Elisha returned with her. It is a month of completion. This matter needed to be completed. As far as God was concerned, the message had been sent out. The angel that delivered the good news of her pregnancy and her safe delivery has already completed their mission. However, the situation militating against this woman around this issue. But she did not lose her focus. She did not lose her patience. She did not lose her sleep. She went straight to the root cause, to the source of this blessing. And she kept on. In this story, I want you to know that God is still on the throne. In any matter that requires completion this month, the Almighty God will bring it to fulfillment in Jesus' name. This woman did not waver. She was resolute because she held on to those words and she knew that word to be true. She had faith for what she was believing God for. She believed God when God said, I will give you a child. She did not receive a word that said, I will give you a dead child. She did not receive the word that said, I will give you a sickler. She did not receive a word that says, oh, after a short while, the child will die. She had no part of that. So when the situation did not look like what she received, she held on and she held on to her peace. She knew where she got the blessing from and she went straight to that source. Brethren, this morning, I want to encourage you. Do not let go of God and his word. Because it is that word that God will bring to finality in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, I do not know what your expectation had this morning, but that woman had an expectation. Our expectation is that the child will remain alive. The expectation is that the child is a blessing and not sorrow. The expectation is the child will live and surpass her. The expectation is that the child, the blessing she has received, is a true blessing and not a fake one. So take heart. I have good news for you this morning. God says there's an end and your expectation shall not be cut off in Jesus' name. All those things that you've been thinking, when will God do it? When will God do it? In January, you made a list. Because we're asked to make a list. In our crossover service, you will be asked to make a list because God wants to bless you. And in that blessing, he will like your input. That's why you are asked to make a list. God can give you what he desires for you. But what God have often found out in humanity is that when you yourself ask for something, it's better. 99% out of 100. That God will bless it. And that God knows you will be more satisfied that way, even though God's desire for you will satisfy you more. So I'm saying this morning, in our month of completion, he's going to bring to end everything that you have been waiting for a matter to be concluded in the mighty name of Jesus. What is God going to bring to an end? He's going to bring to an end every form of frustrations in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. He's going to bring to an end, oh Lord, he's going to close all those doors that brings you shame, pain, headaches in the mighty name of Jesus. It's going to bring to an end all those doors that you desire that they have been opened, but they have been closed. God will bring to an end that season in the mighty name of Jesus. What else will God bring to an end? As God brought the matter of this woman of Shunem to an end by restoring fully life into the body of her child, the God of heaven, in this our 12th month, will bring to an end every form of sicknesses in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we also bring to an end every form of stagnation in the mighty name of Jesus. The one thing we know truly that God will surely bring to an end is any issue of delay that you might be experiencing in your expectation in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to say to you that as we enter this festive season, which is also our season of prayers, the 12 days prayer is still going on. I want you to know that in this season, you must be ready for uncommon answers to prayers that you have forgotten about in the mighty name of Jesus. Those answers, those prayers that you have rendered, you remember you have sown seeds. Seeds that by now you expect that it's germinating. Seeds that you expect that will be bringing hundredfolds, thousandfolds. God is saying you will receive an uncommon answer of completion in the mighty name of Jesus. Again, in that Proverbs where we read, Proverbs 23:18, it says, for surely there is an end, and that your expectation shall not be cut off. It is easy to miss the fact that in this scripture, God is saying your expectation, that very thing that you are looking out for, that you are watching out for, that you are praying over, that you've been watering, that you've been watching out for, that it shall not be cut off in the mighty name of Jesus. It is a great assurance this morning. It is very similar to when God tells you, the door I open, no man can shut it in the mighty name of Jesus. What can the Almighty God not do, brethren? Nothing. The one who commands the mountains to move, the one who calls forth water from the rock, the one who is greater than the greatest, who is stronger than the strongest, who is wiser than the wisest, says to you and I this morning, our expectations shall not be cut off in Jesus' name. I put it to you that these words, that your expectation shall not be cut off, if you believe it and if you hold on to it, you can cash it in as well in Jesus' name. That which God has promised, I know for a fact that he's more than able to bring it to completion in Jesus' name. You know, our God is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. What he says he will do, he will surely do. And that we know that he will surely do it. In Jeremiah 29:11, he says his thoughts, the thought he has towards you, for you, for your entire household, in this very month, in your crossing over into a new month, is they are good thoughts. They are of peace. They're not of evil. And that for an expectant end. That is to say, God's thoughts already have a fixed outcome. The outcome cannot be negotiated. The outcome is already known. And he tells us in that very first line that those outcomes, they're for peace and they're for goodness. And there's no evil involved. You should own that very verse, brethren. You should own it. Because our God is a master designer. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the first and the last in all things. And he will fulfill his words to you and I in the mighty name of Jesus. God is our God of completion. How else can we also describe this? When he met Joseph in the prison of Pharaoh, and Joseph had dreams. He has always had dreams. But in the twinkle of an eye, he brought those dreams to manifestation. That is, there is a season in which you will stand and everything will fall into the right places. Every line will fall into the right places. It is your month of completion in the mighty name of Jesus. Your particular expectation, the expectation of yours, shall be singled out this month for a completion in the mighty name of Jesus. I say to you, I see the power of completion of God at work in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. That same power is the power that Naaman seek out. Naaman has been going, looking for healing. He has been going left, right, and center. Just like the woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says she has spent all her money. But there was this month of completion. She had the encounter with Christ. And the whole matter was zeroed out in her life. So I say to you, this is your month of completion. Any lingering matter will be zeroed out in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever it is that I have spoken about in the last 15 minutes, all those things only benefit those who have relationship with Christ. For all that the Bible talks about, there is a blessing that comes with the salvation message. For if you know not Christ, there can't be a month of completion. For if you know not Christ himself, your advocate, things would tend to wander around. I want you to make up your mind. Just as you have seen demonstrated this morning, you have to be in a relationship. There are many relationships that we're involved in that doesn't add value to us. But there's one that will encourage you to be in this morning, a relationship with Christ. Forget all things else. When you have Christ, you have it all. For all things will be added unto you. That's what the Bible says. Nicodemus had a lot. He's a blessed man. He's already blessed in wealth. But there was void in his life. He knew something was missing. And just like those who took the believer's class, he wanted to search it out. And what the answer he got was he ought to give his life to Christ. And he even ought to do more than that. He needs to develop a closer relationship with Christ. He needs to go seeking knowledge, affirmation, discovery. Because that is what it will take. That is what it will take to have matters brought to a good conclusion. That's what it will take for you to walk in hope in heaven. That's what it will take for lines to fall in good places for you. That's what it will take for favor to be upon you. That's what it will take for destiny helper to locate you. That's what it will take for issues to be brought to a close. That's what it will take for destiny to locate you. That's what it will take. It will take you having a relationship with Christ. I can hear Nicodemus saying to Christ, "Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Why, Lord, not as thou hast called?"
Yes, that's what he was
saying. "Do not pass me by." In my month of completion, say,
my humble cry, why, O Lord, as thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Brethren, let's be on our feet. We're in prayers now. Today is the 11th day. The secret of those prayers is that you have a relationship with Christ. For as many will come unto Christ, Jesus Christ told us, when a Gentile came looking for such a blessing as this, she was looking that God will bring to conclusion some matters in our life. The matter of poverty, the matter of loneliness. This lady was looking that God will zero it out, that God will remove her from her current status of singleship into that of a family person, But Jesus Christ let her know that this that you are looking for, they don't give it to dogs. It's for the children of God. It's for those who have a relationship with Christ. Don't jealous no one, brethren. Don't envy none. For God maketh the rich and the poor. The Bible also let us know that the poor will always be with us. So it is your choice whether to remain rich, to be rich, and to be blessed. It's your blessing that of the sustaining Christ. It's only dependent on one thing. You ought to have Christ. You ought to know him. You ought to have a relationship with him. No man can give the blessings you seek. They come from above. So this morning, as many as we desire for a month of completion, it baffles me sometimes when the Bible just describes somebody's healing and all Christ said to that person is, go, see no more. It's that simple. It's not complicated. For you to have matters concluded, delayed, removed, it's as simple as saying, Father, hear my humble cry. Come into my life this very day. I receive you into my life. I want to have a perfect walk with you. I want to experience a month of completion. The woman of Shunem experienced a month of completion. Joseph in that prison, in one tickle of an eye, experienced a month of completion. What will it take for you to have a month of completion? To move from one level to the other is to have Christ in your life. Let's sing that song one more time as we conclude. Yeah. My humble cry, oh Lord, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Amen. Let's say this prayer. Oh God, my Father, anoint me. Anoint my household for completion this month. Let my matters be singled out. Let my matters be singled out. Let heaven highlight my issue. Let it be singled out for conclusion. My immigration issue, let it be singled out for completion. My unemployment, let it be singled out for completion. My sickness, let it be singled out for completion. Oh, my status quo that I want change, let it be singled out for completion in the mighty name of Jesus. My peace of mind, let it be singled out for completion. You only need to tell it to God. You don't need any. You don't need to say it to anybody. You don't need to confess to any man. You only need to confess to Christ. Oh, that which troubles your soul, tell God on this matter, on this matter, on this matter in the month of December. Let it be my true month of completion as this year is ending. Let this month be my true month of completion in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed.